From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hamas, the Islamic militant group that governs Gaza, said Sunday it will dissolve its administrative body and hold general elections, opening an avenue to form a reconciliation government. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Efforts to resolve a decade-old schism between the two main Palestinian factions appears to be coming closer to fruition after Egyptian mediators succeeded in convincing the Islamist Hamas group, which controls Gaza, to agree to dissolve its Gaza Administrative Committee that governs the territory sandwiched between Israel and Egypt. The agreement calls for new Palestinian elections in Gaza and the West Bank next year. Despite the new accord, the Fatah group is insisting Hamas start implementing the deal before any further steps are taken. It remains unclear if Hamas will agree to another key demand and allow European Union monitors and Egyptian border officials to take control of the main Rafah border post between Egypt and Gaza, officially closed since Hamas refused to uphold a 2005 agreement with Israel, necessitating the presence of EU monitors at the border. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Hundreds of ultra-Orthodox Jews clashed with Israeli security forces in Jerusalem Sunday when an anti-military demonstration turned violent. The protest became violent when demonstrators blocked roads and resisted efforts to disperse them by riot police, mounted officers, and water cannon. A police statement said 8 rioters who used violence against police were arrested. This is VOA News. A roadside bomb exploded in northwestern Pakistan Sunday, killing a senior government official and at least 4 of his security guards. A spokesman for the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for planting the roadside bomb. The outlawed extremist group and its breakaway factions plot attacks in the border region and elsewhere in Pakistan. Kulsoom Nawaz, the wife of Pakistan's ousted Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, easily won elections Sunday to fill the seat he formerly held. The victory by Kulsoom Nawaz was expected since the ruling Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz party is dominant in the central Lahore constituency. The former prime minister had held the seat since the mid-1980s when he first entered national politics. At least 8 people were killed and dozens more injured when a violent storm hit western Romania on Sunday. The storm was bearing winds of 100 kilometers an hour. It caused property destruction as well in neighboring Croatia and Serbia. 4 young American women had acid sprayed at them Sunday at a train station in the French city of Marseille, but police said it did not appear to be a terror attack. A 41-year-old woman has been arrested as the alleged assailant. Unidentified police officials, quoted by the regional newspaper La Provence, reported that the suspect had a history of mental health problems and said she remained at the site of the attack without trying to flee. Britain eased its terrorist threat level Sunday from critical to severe after police arrested a second suspect in the bombing of a subway train in London on Friday morning. The attack injured 30 people. The severe threat level indicates British authorities now believe another attack is likely, while the critical designation meant an attack was seen as imminent. In a hurricane season that just will not quit, forecasters are keeping their eyes on 3 storms, including one threatening the Caribbean islands that were clobbered by Hurricane Irma just a little over a week ago. Forecasters upgraded Tropical Storm Maria into a hurricane Sunday as the storm heads toward the Leeward Islands. Maria is following the same path as Irma. Hurricane warnings and watches are out for some of the islands that saw devastating damage from Irma, including Guadeloupe, the U.S. and British Virgin Islands, and San Martin and San Bartolome. There's also a tropical storm warning for Barbuda. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.